Boker Tov, Rabotai, Ishtabach Shemo. Today is Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh, Bet Benisan. Minhag Yisrael, by the way. I don't know if Ashkenazim or Samakar, I know Hasidim are. Parashat Nasi'im. I know, but... I know Hasidim are. There's actually a Nidon. Some Hasidim actually take out a Sefer Torah. There's a Nidon in the Poskim, yeah. Whether or not you can take... And Meikar Adin, it's Mutar.
No.
Maximum, they'll read it from within, from the Sefer Torah inside the Echad. But that's it. So we're on page Ayin Hev of the Or Letzion. We were speaking about procrastination. Ve'lif'amim, yesh la'adam siba litchot et ha'mutal alav la'asot. Ve'choshev she'od me'at ha'siba tistalek. Yeah? U'be'emet ha'mtziyut ha'fukha she'adrabah ha'siba tigdal yoter. Says, you know something? A person can think that he wants to push it off and whatever, and yeah, I won't have to do it soon. Soon I won't have to do it, so I might as well not do it now. The longer you wait, the more of a siba you have to. It just piles up and compounds, and then when you have to do it, it's like kind of lahavdin. It's like schoolwork, you know. You push it off, or studying, or whatever it is, and you push it off, and then
the due date just gets closer.
And the due date gets closer, and the chomer, the material piles on more, and then you're more stressed, and you can't. And then all of a sudden, ולמשל, אברך שפרנסתו בצמצום ואומר, עבוד שנה שנתיים, וארוויח הרבה כסף, ואחר כך, אלמד לשם שמיים. הרי זה שוטה. Says the other way around. Says, אברך, a lot of people do this. They think, I'm going to go into business, and I'm going to work for a year or two, whatever, make a lot of money, and then I'll have enough money to sit down and learn לשם שמיים for X amount of years. Why? That's dumb. שכן אחר שנתיים יצטרך עוד יותר ולעולם לא יגיע למטרה. In 2 years, what do you think you're going to have the same expenses? You think you're going to have the same... Whatever you make now, which you consider... Let's say you make a lot of money now. In 2 years from now, you think it's still going to be a lot of money? You're going to spend it, you're going to have more expenses, whatever. And you're going to keep having to chase your tail. Anyways. Middle of the Chabur. I'll call you back later. Cool. So he says... כמו שכתב רבן יונה. Listen to the Shari Shuvah. ואם לא עכשיו ומתי, אין ראוי לי לאחר יום או יומיים השתדלותי בתיקון נפשי ובקביעת עתים לתורה. Over here he's talking about, you know, רוחני things. קביעת עתים לתורה, דברים רוחניים, push it off, don't push it off. כי אם אומר, עקבה לעת הפנאי ועד היות בידי כסף די סיפוקי, I'm waiting for so much money, הנה, תרדות העולם אינן פוסקות. וכמו שאמרו רבותינו ז"ל, what do you think? It gets easier. אל תאמר לך שאפנה אשנה, שמה לא תיפנה. You might never have a chance. So that's not a good idea. והפסד נוסף יש בדחיית ענייני תורה ומצוות מיום לחברו. Everybody knows they have stuff to, you know, you gotta finish us, you gotta gain, you know, levels and avodah. Everybody knows that and they want that, but they say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? I got time. The more you push it off, he says there's another danger. שחושב שמה שיעשה מחר יועיל לעכשיו. Let's say you have a chance to do it tomorrow, or whenever it is. Let's say you actually have time and you get a chance. You think it's going to be as effective as doing it now?
Why not?
You think you're going to be as fresh then as now?
Maybe.
Maybe. You want to gamble on it? You think you're going to understand as well as your youth? You get older every day. You know that. Every day that goes by, you lose more brain cells. מה תעשה? Maybe you're not going to chop as well. ומה שיעשה מחר הוא לצאת ידי חובה של יום המחורת. I'm sorry, שכל יום הוא חיוב בפני עצמו, מה שיעשה מחר הוא לצאת ידי חובת של יום המחורת. Every day has its own חובה בתלמוד תורה. He says another thing, interesting. What do you think, when you learn tomorrow, it's תשלומים for today? No! תשלומים works by תפילה, לא בתלמוד תורה. Tomorrow's learning is what? It's for tomorrow. You don't have תשלומים for today, which means you lost today. Baba, נגמר. This is Gishmak Amaisis. And he says
about,
isn't
that what the Shabur says, writing
and following? Yeah.
He can write for learning.
Because Davar Avid. Yeah, it's a form of Davar Avid. He says, והיום הזה מה יהיה עליו? והרי פועל שאומר לעצמו, עבוד רק מחר, לא יקבל שכר הנצרך לו להיום, ומבין שכבר עליו לעבוד היום ומחר. Let's say a person's a worker or whatever it is. He doesn't have like a set salary. He's got to work every day, yeah? He says, you know what, I'm not going to work today. I'll work tomorrow. I'll work tomorrow for today. Shoteh. Why? because you're working tomorrow for tomorrow. But you got to make money for today too. כי יום זה לא יחזור יותר, ואין יום שאדם יכול לפתור עצמו ממנו. There is no day that a person can patter. So every day stands alone. This is big stuff. וסיבה נוספת, שלא כדאי לדחות מעשה טוב לזמן אחר. Another reason why if you have, you shouldn't push it off. שכן, מי שנפשו אינה מטוהרת, ובדרך כלל מקיים מצוות בקושי רב, לפעמים ברגע של התעוררות מתלבשת בו נפש טהורה של אדם צדיק. בריא הקדוש actually discusses this in שער הגלגולים. In general, a lot of people have a hard time doing Torah mitzvot. You feel, it's heavy on you. Yeah? You feel like this weight. Learning, it's hard. You got to do a mitzvah, it's hard. Sometimes, you get this burst of inspiration out of nowhere, and you have this hitlavut to do a mitzvah. How do you explain that burst of information? That burst of inspiration, sorry. Explains that Ari HaKadosh. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses you with the neshama, or even nitzot of a tzaddik. You don't even know it. And therefore what? When you have that burst, it could be you have the neshama of a tzaddik in you now, and that's what's inspiring you.
Was it you?
Huh?
Was it you?
No, at that moment.
Like a second.
For however long. When you're feeling that inspiration, it could be now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you the neshama of some huge tzaddik. And then tomorrow, you say, oh no, I'll do the mitzvah tomorrow. By tomorrow, you're not going to have it anymore. ואם ידחה את המעשה הטוב לזמן אחר, יחמיץ ההזדמנות הזו. You lose the opportunity. כי מי יודע אם מחר יזכה לנפש נקייה כמו ברגע זה, שיתעורר אתה לרצון טוב. Who knows whether or not you're going to have that התעוררות tomorrow.
Yeah. יחמיץ.
חמץ, yeah. מצווה הבא לידך, אל תחמיצן נא. That's לשון חזר.
Should you do every school project really also? But I don't know what we do, should
I be like... We're just really talking about things of... Avodat Hashem, Kedusha. But maybe do the school projects early so you can finish and have more time to learn. Finish it, get it off. Because as long as you don't do it, it's on your mind. And inevitably, if it's on your mind, it distracts you.
Can you also argue it's like, it's a good, you're getting yourself into good habits. You're going to do that when you have your book reviews, and you're going to do that with learning or
that. I hear that. Yeah, accustom yourself to, it's a, for, I forget about Avodat Hashem, but it's good for life. Get things done. Do, you know, have a task. You know something, there were studies, I actually read this study also. People were far less effective and efficient multitasking than they were at single tasking. We're human, you know, in this generation, we love to multitask and do things. It's not so helpful. Make a list, mental, written, whatever it is, make a list of the tasks that you have to do that day. I try to do that every day. You know, what you have to learn, what you have to do, where you have to go, who you have to visit, you know, things that you have to do. Make a list and start tackling the list one by one. Don't try to do it all at once, because if you do, even if you get it done, you won't be as effective. And it might seem like it takes longer if you do one by one, but it's not true. Because even if it takes a little longer, you'll be more efficient, and in the long run, you'll save more time. זה דבר גדול מאוד.
Charlie Ryer writes about this in his book.
He does? What about?
He said when you're multitasking, it's like your brain's not doing multiple things at once. It's like you're chopping up your brain to 25% for each task.
Yeah, you're not as effective.
Yes.
So why would you want to do that? If you're doing in life, whatever you do, I say this all the time. Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, tefillah, inyane ha'olam, whatever it is. Be the best you can be the most effective at whatever you're doing. You're learning, be the most effective you can. You don't have to be Gaon Adol necessarily, but be the best that you can be. Give it your all. But I only understood 75%. But that's what 75% is 100. If it's 100 or 95% of what you could do, that's what Hashem expects of you. You go to work, give it your all. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, they say when you go to work and you work for somebody, you have to give everything you've got, like Yaakov Avinu. אכלה ניחורי וקרח בלילה, לעבוד בכל כוחו. Could be. People, if not, then it's stealing. From the Baal HaBayit. You go and you make a phone call here and there, something, but like people spend time and they're scrolling in the computer. If there's mamash, nothing to be yet, they're hiring you to be productive. You know what I'm saying? Every job has downtime. They understand that. But imagine you were an employer and you hired an employee and he's just playing games. Not how I say.
Yeah. Is there a general rule regarding to stealing that if everyone does something that you could do it also, or to even the playing field? Or
I wouldn't say if everyone does it. Everyone could be stealing also. If it's normal in that industry. In the industry, you know what I'm saying? No, you have to pay taxes. Now how, what, well, you know, that you talk to your accountant, whatever. Not everybody pays the same taxes. Not, that's a different story. But imagine, like, in an office, it's normal to have a coffee break. It's normal. People go out. It's not like people, you go out for a coffee, you make a phone call, you come back, and you come back to work. That's normal. But if you're going out and taking, you know, unannounced leaves of absences for hours at a time or whatever, that's not beseder.
Oh, for example, like, let's say a test. Everyone gets a certain extra help for a certain test. Certain extra thing that helps their score.
Misora,
or like, let's say like extra time for a certain thing. But like everyone goes and says they need extra time. Like evening the playing field. Utar, no.
In the sun. Just graduate.
You know what I'm saying? Not stealing, no.
So. Get out of there and come back to the base. Send me some. You know what I'm saying? Chik chak. Do what you gotta do. Take the test. Graduate. Diploma. Smile. Vizeh shalom. Now get back to the base. Yana, put the room on.